and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, welcome back to another episode of Smart Talk Radio on WNJRNewark.com.
Right?
What is going on, Dave?
It's a whole new world, baby. I don't know what's going on, but I'm loving it, man.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
The last week has been out of control.
It has.
It has been nuts.
And you know what? I think you deserve this the most. Vic.
Thank you.
Vic outdid himself this week. Vic, why don't you tell the people what we've been up to this whole week?
So, I know a lot of people out there are wondering, what's WNJRNewark.com?
Huh. Right?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like letters in a city, and I hear a .com, so there must be a website, right?
I would think so.
You'd have to think there's a WNJRNewark.com website.
It sounds kind of like a radio station, WNJR.
It sounds like an online radio station. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, crazy enough as it sounds, we went from YouTube, we got accepted to be a podcast, but I think we're going to dodge that all the way to the side,
yes.
And we're moving in. Apparently, we're going to be the newest family members of WNJRNewark.com,
yes,
online radio.
Well, the world-famous WNJRNewark.com, that's right. They're not heard just in Newark, New York, Connecticut. It's heard all over the world, all over the country. It's heard in Japan. It's heard in France, Russia. Dave, I tell you this with great confidence. I think this is a huge step in the proper direction for Smart Talk Radio, for the fans, for the listeners, for the people that hate us, and for the guys that want to be us.
This is a big opportunity. We'd like to thank the WNJR family for accepting us.
WNJR Newark family.
WNJRNewark.com family.
Of course.
Love to thank them, Mr. Randy Parker.
Randy Parker,
president
of
the company. We love to thank him for the opportunity that he's giving
great
us.
Great opportunity.
And the spot that he's given us every Tuesday night, 7
yep.
to 8 p.m.
Yep.
Thank you for welcoming us to your family. And we're going to do our part to make sure that
we make you guys proud. And you know what? He's entrusted us with this special edition of Smart Talk Radio. And the reason why it's a special edition is, right now, as we're talking to you, we're not live right now. No.
Test phase.
This is a test phase show. The reason why I say that is very, fairly simple. Because after this show, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. Tuesday nights, 7 to 8 p.m.
Oh, my God.
We can take calls, interviews, texts, emails, Facebook chats, everything.
Twitter feeds.
Tweets.
All these things. Crazy. It's nuts.
Every little thing your little heart can desire. Oh, my God. Yes, Smart Talk Radio has escalated to another plateau. But wait, Dave.
What?
Dave, tell them more. There's more.
There's more. The Incredible Week doesn't just stop there. No.
No,
you would think it does.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, SmartTalkRadio.com now has its own official website.
Whoa, did you just say SmartTalkRadio.com?
I didn't until just now, but yeah,
oh my God.
Pretty much SmartTalkRadio.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop the presses.
Mind you, it is under construction. By the time you hear this on a Tuesday, 7 to 8, trust me, it will be all set.
Yes.
All of our past videos will be put on there.
And now this one.
But all past episodes will be put on there. We're going to put a link to the new radio site.
Of course.
So you can if you don't know where we're at, you're a fan of us, go on our site, click on the link, and boom, it sends you right there.
You can hear us live. Not just on your laptop, your desktop, your iPod, your iPad, your smartphone, any mobile internet, anything with an internet, anything that can feed off of a signal, you can listen to WNJRNewark.com live right there, streaming through any sort of
gadget.
That's
iPod, iPhone, iTouch, app thing.
Anything
that can accept
tablet,
apps.
Your Kindle, anything.
You know?
And you can listen live. Hey, listen, and don't just listen to us. I mean, WNJRNewark.com has not just Smart Talk Radio headlining them. No. They have great music, okay? They have great talk shows Monday through Friday from 2 to 5. And they also have, for those people that are of the religious nature, every Sunday they have, of course, preachers and pastors coming in doing their shows from morning to night, and you can pray with them, you can listen with them.
It's like every other station. It's a great station. It's very diverse. You have your gospel section. Now they're gonna have their wrestling section.
Of course.
We were there earlier today. It was great. They had country playing. They had old school
funk music.
Blues and funk music playing. Yep. Like, it was nice. My foot was tapping on that floor.
Oh, yeah. It was, tap-a-tap-a-tap.
It was, man. Sorry, I kicked you a few times.
It's okay. It's okay. But, I play footsies with me, but...
Oh, sorry. So, Vic, enough of that. I think we had a lot of great news. Now I think it's time to get on with the show. Right, Vic? What do we have for today?
Well, you know, of course, listen. There's so much stuff going on in the world of wrestling.
Yes,
there is. It's so hard to just pinpoint, ooh, look at this. Let's talk about this for 9 hours. Okay, we're not going to do that, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to go right into recent events. It's what we always do. It's the headliner of Smart Talk Radio. And when you listen to us live on WNGR at Newark.com from 7 to 8 p.m. Every Tuesday night, you're
going to
hear us give out recent events right from the door, because it's what we do. We give you guys the information, the fuel that you need to start your wrestling car. And it's going to be every Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. on WNGR, Newark.com. So with that being said, let's get right into recent events.
Let's roll right in.
And the big news, you know, in the world of wrestling, you know, we're going to get right onto it. That's Randy Orton being suspended for 60 days for his second failure of the wellness policy. Excuse me, for WWE. So, Dave, you know, you were in the pro independent scene for a while.
You know, I was training.
Hold on.
Let's get this right. I was training.
If you had one match.
I didn't have a match. I had fake matches to get me trained.
It doesn't matter.
I did not. I do not confess myself to ever being in the indie scene.
You have the pre amateur background in professional wrestling. So
I was a student of the game.
As
for
a former wrestler. Okay. God. As a former professional wrestler.
For anyone in my class that actually went with me, like he saying all this out of his own mouth.
Yeah.
But
as a former professional wrestler, let me ask you something. You know, you look at Randy Orton, and I'm sure he's an idol to so many kids and so many men out there. Oh, you know what? Randy Orton's a great wrestler. You know, he was a cocky kid coming up. He didn't learn his lesson. And you know what? You know, he's turned his life around. He's married, has a kid, and everything is just going better for him in life. And he's turned his attitude around. And you would think, wow, this is a great role model, you know, from bad to good.
I think when we all watched the DVD when it came out, like, it's pretty much, yeah, I mean.
You've seen his life, you know.
We saw the
transpire.
Change.
Transpire, of course. You saw the change.
Yeah.
So, Dave, my question to you as a professional wrestler, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, okay? You know wrestlers take it, you know, without caution. They don't care. They want to get big. So the question is, why? Why do you think Randy Orton did this?
Well, coming from someone who was training, someone who had a lifelong career of being a wrestler, I think it's all. Back in the day, it all was always competition. Like, you know, I got to get bigger, I got to get stronger, I got to get faster. So, you know, back then it was a lot more. It was less frowned upon to take the steroids. So everyone would do it. Nowadays, it's highly frowned upon. I don't know why in this day and age Randy would take the steroids. I mean, he's not really competing with everyone. I think all the big stars nowadays are really skinny. You know, they're more athletic than big and powerful. So I don't know why he pursued. I think it's everyone's choice. He made the bad choice for himself. I can't really speak for him. But, you know, just speaking from an older school standpoint, like, it's always used to have been about competition, and I got to get bigger and stronger than so I could be a big star. Maybe as his older age kept coming up,
right.
That would be the only explanation
I can think of. Well, I mean, the guy's only, what, 32?
Yeah.
He's not old.
But he has younger guys coming up, you know?
He got the Daniel Bryans, he got the Dolph Ziggler's. PEDs to, you know, take that edge away from, like, say, a Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins, a younger version of what Randy Orton was down in OVW.
Exactly. You know, the Tyler, like you said, the Dean Ambroses and the Seth Rollins, they're coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they're coming up hard. You know, if you watch Dean Ambrose's promos and stuff, he's going to make it. He's going to be a big star in the future. Maybe Heath in his mind, even though he's still young, he thinks he's getting old, and maybe his body isn't as it used to be when he's with younger Orton. I don't know. It could be a lot of things. I don't want to speak for the man. I don't know what his mindset was.
Well, and
these are
things,
these are my opinions.
Though.
These are my honest opinions about
if you had to pick one solid point, you know, why? Like, one solid dart. Like, you know what? This could possibly be the main reason.
Maybe it's just to keep up. Like I said, all the younger guys are coming up in the ranks. Maybe he needs it to keep up. I don't know. That seems like a good enough reason now, there's really no point of competing, because like I said, every big star now is thin and skinnier, more athletic.
Yeah, if you look, yeah, you're right, you're absolutely correct. You know, you're used to seeing the Hulk Hogan type of build
back in the 80s and early 90s,
right? And then, you know, slowly but surely, you know, not the big muscular guys. You had the Shawn Michaels of the world. You know, Bret Hart really wasn't that muscular, but he was toned. You know, Austin wasn't, you know, hugely built. Again, you know, regular looking average Joe, you know, just a little bit of tone. You have the CM Punks of the world, the Daniel Bryans.
Yep.
You know, these guys aren't that big, but yet they put on great performances, and that's why they're known as great wrestlers. Stop with the superstar crap. They're great wrestlers. You know, in my opinion about the whole Randy Orton issue is, you know, he's done such a great job of diverting away from the old person that he used to be, the old Randy Orton. And now, with this wellness policy that he's failed, it puts into question that I'm going to have to, you know, pose to you. If he fails it again, will he get fired?
To save face, I think they would fire him. Just to save face, I don't think it would be long. You know, look at what happened to Daniel Bryan a few years or so ago, whatever that whole thing happened.
Yeah.
They fired him for like a few months, and then they rehired him.
And then
he
became world champion.
Exactly. You know, they just want to make sure, like, the heat settled down. Randy Orton, you know, he's a huge, huge star now. If they were to fire him, yeah, just to save face, so, like, if he broke his third wellness policy.
Things quiet down a little bit, and then, okay, Randy, you learned your lesson. Come back.
Well, like you said, he's coming up on his third now. If he gets his third, three strikes, you're out rule, just to save face, so no one will call WWE, like, you know,
a hypocrite.
You're hypocritical, or, you know, you're, you know, picket choosing between superstars. Yeah, they'll fire him for a certain amount of time, and then when the heat dies down, hey, guess who's coming back?
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Correct. No, I listen, man. It's a very tough and sensitive issue to begin with, because you don't ever want to see somebody, you know, of that caliber of superstardom in the WWE get suspended for such a dumb mistake.
Yeah.
And it was one of those anabolic steroids that was apparently is being reported that he took. And it's an oral, it's an oral ingestion. It's not a shot. It's a vitamin. It's a supplement that you take, or, you know. And it's like he knew what he was taking in his body, but was hoping he didn't get caught. And if that's the case, I really feel, I don't know if I feel sad for Orton or if I just feel disappointed in Randy Orton because of all the changes that he has made in his life. And now because of what has transpired in the last week, it really has made me see Randy Orton in a different light, because I thought he was going to be the face behind John Cena. And as you said, CM Punk was the face behind John Cena, the next guy in line.
Which I still think he is.
Right,
like, especially with this whole thing now,
going
down.
Now with this going on, I have no choice but to agree with you that CM Punk has elevated himself atop of Randy Orton behind John Cena, because what Randy Orton has done has proven, hey, he's made mistakes, but he's still making them. Maybe he's not the guy you can trust to be a top level, you know,
But everyone makes mistakes. You know, you can't really blame the guy for that. Like, we all make mistakes.
They
I
do
still
make
mistakes.
But if you don't learn from your mistakes later in life and you repeat the same mistake over and over again, you know, who's to say you won't do it again after you come back once more? You know, it's a really sensitive issue. Chris Jericho has been suspended for 30 days due to a Brazilian incident with a Brazilian flag.
Yeah,
Dave,
can
you elaborate, please?
Chris Jericho, very old school, trying to get some of that heat in the business, you know, is, people hating you. You want to get as much people hating you as possible. He decided to come to the ring. Some fan threw CM Punk the Brazilian flag.
Yep.
He raised it around, put it on the ground. Jericho came in just to garner that heat, kicked the flag while it was on the ground, and apparently in Brazil, that's a no-no.
That's a big no-no. That's an illegal, let's say, thing to do in Brazil. Like, you can go to jail.
Yeah, they were going to take him to jail. Like, there are cops that went out there during the match and said, listen, you either apologize or we're going to take you in handcuffs right now.
Oh, yeah.
He apologized, but unfortunately they felt like they still had to do something more. So they suspended him for a little while, 30 days suspension.
And he accepted the suspension. He went on Twitter. He said, listen, I'm a man. I'm sorry. I apologize to the people of Brazil. You know, he said that he loved them. He enjoyed the time over there. And it was the WWE's first time in Brazil, you know, doing a live show like that. it's, you know, in Brazil, for you to kick their flag in front of a, you know, live audience like that, you know, is a disgrace. You know, it's you might as well just spit on the flag right there in front of their face.
Well, I'm not sure if he knew that, and like I said before, like Jericho's very old school. Like he wanted, like a lot of those guys, they want to do whatever they can to entertain the crowd. Right. You know, to garner that heat. You know, for them booing you and them hating you, that's them being entertained. You know, you're doing your job, and Chris was just doing his job. I felt bad, but you know, he stood up for himself. He didn't make excuses. He's taking it like a champ, and now he's got his countdown.
Yeah, his
on the Twitter.
His 30 days countdown, which he's been doing on Twitter.
His Chris Jericho countdown.
Yes, and you guys can check that out on Twitter. Check out Chris Jericho's his Twitter countdown, as Dave just mentioned.
You know, I believe his Twitter handle is at IamJericho.
I am Jericho, correct. And also, don't forget at Smart Talk Radio. But that's another story. But TNA versus WWE. Lawsuit. Dave, elaborate kindly on TNA versus WWE, the lawsuit.
Well, it's crazy. Apparently TNA fired somebody that used to work in their offices. WWE, after a certain amount of time, I guess the guy had a limited dates on his contract. He couldn't work for another company or something
correct.
Like that.
Well, it's supposed to be like on a lot of contracts.
Well, okay. I don't write contracts, so.
Gonna sign one.
You know, the guy went to WWE to work instead. Apparently, TNA is accusing WWE of using him to leak information about what they do behind the scenes to try to get an edge over that company.
Right.
I think that's horrible because I don't think WWE needs any kind of edge.
No.
I just think they saw somebody that worked in the wrestling business and needed a job, and he's you know, knowledgeable about the business.
Right.
So that's why WWE decided to pick him up. Whatever he's doing now in the company, I don't know whether it's networking, whatever. He worked in one wrestling company. It'd be obvious to hire him for this one if you need someone to fill that position. TNA is making the accusations that he was leaking information. No one knows. I just think it's kind of unneeded from WWE to do. I don't think they need to.
Too hard here.
They're trying to get exposure, I guess. And I guess suing WWE is.
Hey, why not?
Exposure.
Hey, why not?
Why not?
You know, if that was the case, then the WWE should sue TNA for all the talent that they've just basically signed off, you know, the scrap sheet.
Well, that's a different one. I mean, like, you...
Yeah, but you could still get information from talent.
But yeah, but it's like... Yeah, that's like the whole thing that happened in the 90s with WCW, ECW thing. Like, you know, Paul Heyman could have sued Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff could have sued Vince McMahon.
Right.
It would have had a giant suing fest. It's not... I don't think it's that simple. Let's all sue each other.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that I don't think it's that simple. I think it's more complicated than that. I don't know. I just don't think WWE needed whatever TNA says they did, whatever information was quote-unquote leaked.
Well, as you said, you know, TNA is trying to somehow find some more exposure, so to speak, in the world of wrestling and trying to garner some more fans, some more fan base. You know, suing the WWE is one way to go. Or, you know, just strictly ripping everything the WWE has ever done is another way to go. Dave, can you shine some light on what that might be?
You gotta really give me more information because I think TNA has kind of ripped off a lot of stuff. You know, they tried moving to Monday nights. That didn't work out so well.
Let's just say, you know, TNA has basically decided to, you know, within the first 10 years of their company, okay, let's have a Hall of Fame. Why not? At Slammiversary.
Why not?
Let's have our first ever TNA Hall of Fame.
Of course.
We've been in business for only 10 years, not as long as WCW. Hell, even a WWE, for that matter.
You know, I mean, the WWE, and we had this conversation earlier. WWE's been a company for... They started, I think...
Ever?
It seems like it. In the old days of the WWWF.
Yes.
1950s, we're talking about. They can have a WWE Hall of Fame in, like, the 80s to mid-90s. They can do that. The company's been out for so many decades that they can afford because there's so many past stars that's worked for them. TNA's been out for 10 years. The guys that have worked for them from 10 years ago are still there, and they're still young for the majority of the world. I think the only guy that's worked with them from the beginning that's older now is Christopher Daniels.
And Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, I guess, if you want to throw Jeff Jarrett in there.
Well, I mean, Jeff Jarrett's in his late 40s.
He's the founder, so I guess he can be in the Hall of Fame. Like, it's not
bad to keep
him out of it.
Let's get something straight here. TNA's top guy has and always will be is AJ Styles. Can we agree on that?
Totally.
Okay.
Even though
he just turned 35 the other day.
No.
Okay. So that goes to show you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, AJ. That goes to show you something, okay? That the TNA Hall of Fame is going to be, you know, let's just, for lack of a better word, it's going to be constructed after only 10 years of existence at Slammiversary, which isn't even their quote-unquote WrestleMania pay-per-view. That's Bound for Glory. So, at Slammiversary, the first inductee, if it's not AJ Styles, if it's not AJ Styles, mm-hmm. for that matter, if it's not even Jeff Jarrett, to me, I know who it is, and you know who it is, too.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Sting.
Of course.
Okay? But why? You know how I always go to you and I say, Dave, but why? Dave, answer me this. Why is TNA really trying this hard? Listen, you're going to get fans regardless in that region, you know, in that part, because you give free tickets to your show and you have a big market in Nashville and, yeah. and down in Texas and down south. You're gaining those fans back. But why do you need a Hall of Fame this soon? Are you that desperate for media attention, fans, and money? I mean, is it really that bad in TNA land?
Well, I think it's all about competition. You know, WWE, they're thinking about, like, okay, what can we do that WWE's doing that we haven't done yet and that we would like to have? Hall of Fame, I think you could see the idea of why they would like to have a Hall of Fame. I just don't think they have enough older wrestlers to have a Hall of Fame. You know, like, most of them, that's the point I was trying to make. Like, yeah, they have Sting, who's in his 50s now, or whatever.
Yeah, he's in his 50s.
You know, most of the guys there, though, are, like, usually are in their 30s. Like, you know, mid-30s, maybe late 20s. So it's like, it'd be pointless to have a Hall of Fame. I don't want to see a 28... I don't want to see multiple 28-year-olds, multiple 35-year-olds in a TNA Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't work out. Like, who else are they going to put in there? Sting, okay. Kurt Angle, he's only been in the business for... I think he's been in the company for, like, six, seven years.
And then what are you going to do? You're going to put Hulk Hogan, who's been less than 5 years? Really?
Less than three.
You're going to put him in TNA Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
If I were Hulk Hogan, okay, and TNA said, we want to induct you into the Hall of Fame, I'd be like, no. I spit on your Hall of Fame. I'm here only to make money, and you pay me. You're dumb enough to give me your money and let me run this show. You're that dumb. That dumb, because Hogan doesn't know, no offense, crap about wrestling right now. That's plain and simple. Hulk Hogan, if you are listening to this, Terry Bollea, I'm going to call you out right now. You don't know jack squat about the wrestling industry. You're living in the 1980s, you know nothing, and you're taking a position away from the WWE when you call yourself a general manager. You should be a general idiot. Plain and simple, you are destroying the product. You and Eric Bischoff do not give life. You give diseases of deathitude to TNA wrestling. How about them apples?
Wow, that was... You okay there, buddy?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm glad you're all right. You sound like a...
Well, listen. Hey, listen. I'm not holding anything back anymore.
Hey, man.
We're live right now.
We're live.
No, we're not really live. But we will be live on WNJRNork.com radio very soon, next week.
You know,
I mean... You know, with everything going well the way it is. No, but seriously, Dave, come on. You got to agree with me with that.
I do. I mean, he's been in TNA for 2 years. I don't think he's done anything within that 2 years.
Has he done anything in the past 2 years to help TNA, honestly?
He's a name. Come on. You got to admit, he's a name. He's Hulk Hogan. He's Hulk Hogan. Like, you could go to anybody and be like, who's Hulk Hogan? And be like, oh, he's that famous
wrestler. So if he's 75 years old and on, you know, no legs, one arm, an eye patch, he's bald, deformed, he's going to walk into a building and everybody's going to just cry, it's Hulk Hogan, he looks like Mr. Potato Head.
Stupid. No, he's Hulk Hogan, man. Like, it's like any singer, you know, no matter what they do or care about, you got to respect what they've done in the past. I mean, Hulk Hogan made this business to what it is today.
And he has. And I, listen,
Vince McMahon, they made this company, they made this business a global phenomenon.
They have. Listen, I'm not taking away from what Hogan has done for this industry in the past, okay? I'm not. But Hogan in the present just royally sucks.
But again, he's name value. I mean, if he cares about the business, he's still going to be a name.
Okay, but if you're Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan gets out of his contract with TNA, you really want him on your product at this point?
They would sign him to a Legends deal. If anything, they put him on the Legends Roundtable, and that's it.
They mention his name all over WWE television. He's still merchandising with them somewhere.
Not still, but, like, you know, they mention him here and there on their websites and stuff.
He's on,
like,
DVDs. Yeah. It's not like he's not there. You can't just cut away one of the greatest legends of wrestling in history. You just can't. Yeah. You know what I mean? He brought WWE to the stage that it is now. WrestleMania 3, Andre the Giant. Nobody will ever forget that moment. Whether they saw it, they heard about it, they read about it, they know what happened, okay? But what he's doing right now, he's destroying the life out of TNA. And it's funny, because I'm talking about TNA, and we never speak about TNA.
Well, man, live show. We're going to start doing live radio shows. We got to start getting around the whole wrestling
What's
avenue.
What's that station again?
The station that we're on, actually? Yeah. Oh, funny you mentioned it. Okay. WNJRNewark.com, sir.
Wow, that sounds great. Our very first episode here on the new WNJRNewark.com live radio station where you can stream our show live every Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. WNJRNewark.com. Don't forget it or you'll regret it. Ooh, I like that.
That was nice.
That was
new catchphrases.
Sweet. Ooh.
Always coming out.
Now I just forgot it. I just forgot what I said.
Oh, man.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, if you are out there and you need photographs taken for you, yourself, some family members, or possibly a beautiful wedding coming, or maybe a recent event, or maybe, you know, there's a, you know, there's a sorrow farewell in the family, a kid's going off to college, or for that matter, some sort of holiday that's coming up, any sort of religion or whatever. Check out joeystudios.com. I tell you, this guy, man, he did such a great job for me and my wife a couple months ago. You know, he took some photos for us, pre-wedding photos, did one hell of a job. He gave me a great deal. I tell you, you know, I don't lie when I tell you this. joeystudios.com, he's based out of Bayonne, New Jersey. You go on his website, check it out, or you can even go to smarttalkradio.com. You know, we have him sponsored up on our page. Click on the link, copy, paste, go on there, check out all the prices, all the things that he's done. He's got a bunch of work on there. It's a great place, great deal, and you know what's even better? Great customer service, because this guy, I know him personally. I used to work with him. He's a good guy, and let me tell you, there's nobody better than Joe.
Bam. A little bit of reality for you.
A little smarkality. Yes, that's not just one sponsor we will have. No, there's going to be many more sponsors in Smart Talk Radio land. So be prepared to hear some more sponsorships from those lovely people that have given us the opportunity to put them on and promote them throughout our amazingly new venture that we like to call WNJRNewark.com. Thank you so much for that. So Dave, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling excited, man. I'm amped up.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
This is a whole new chapter in Smart Talk Radio, man.
It is, man. It's a whole new chapter in our lives, Vic.
Absolutely. So with that being said, we're going to cut it off the commercial break. But when we come back, more hard-hitting topics, more hard-hitting issues. This is Smart Talk Radio. This is not just your average wrestling radio show that you listen to on YouTube or and anywhere else in the world or whatever you want to listen to that crappy WZR, crappy here on radio. No, this is Smart Talk Radio, where we give you the smart facts, the smart information at the right smart time.
Smarky, smark, smark, smark.
Smark.
Gotta throw that word at everything. We're gonna smark. It's like Batman up in here. We're gonna throw smark at everything. We got the smark bug, the smark iPod. Now we got smark radio.
We're just smarktacular.
We are.
We are. There's nothing better than being a couple of smarktastic people.
Exactly.
So, Dave, kindly take us to commercial break here,
buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever on WNJRNewark.com, smark up.
All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. Smart Talk Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of any information contained within its program. Any services or products provided by Smart Talk Radio and its hosts should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment purposes. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not misinterpret any data, products, and services as factual. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to Smart Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these commercial messages. Enjoy it.
No, we won't.
Smartastic Smart Talk Radio here on the brand new WNJRNewark.com radio station.
Yeah, baby.
You like that, huh?
I like the radio.
Live all over the internet, streaming worldwide, as far as you can believe. Hell, even sometimes in the center of the Earth's crater.
Probably impossible because no one can live there. So, you know,
The mole people do.
The mole people, exactly.
Yes, mole people. You didn't know about that?
I knew, but I doubt they exist, so I kind of didn't pay attention too well on it.
I learned that in like, science.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not sure if you learned this in science. Ric Flair!
Ric Flair! Oh, he's dead?
That's horrible. No. God.
Still alive.
Horrible. Still alive.
Darn it. I lost my pool.
Wow.
How do you come back from that?
Offending so many people right now. No, Vic.
What, you mean his 10x wives?
No, they're living off his back.
His son.
Yeah, he ended his TNA contract a little while ago. He is now a free agent, technically. WWE is trying to pull the strings to get him in. Vic, you were asking me the big question before. I want to ask you some big questions.
Yeah, ask me a ginormous question.
Ginormous question it will be indeed. Ric Flair, I believe, is one of the greatest wrestlers in the world.
Woo!
The past while that he's been in TNA, I think TNA, for me, it's safe to say, I think TNA is like his worst run he's had, including the WCW stuff.
WCW stuff was pretty bad.
He took a lot of garbage in WCW by Rick Bischoff and a lot of other guys. He had a pretty bad run at the end when it came to WCW.
At the end, yes. Not at the beginning of WCW, because you had, you know, the Four Horsemen.
Yes.
Let's not forget that.
But, you know, I don't think he had a great run in TNA. I think this will definitely reboot his career and his last run. I think she ended on high note.
So what's this big-time question you got?
Big-time question is, do you think Ric Flair will actually finally go out with a bang this time? Do you think that Ric Flair will come back and people will care?
Well, as you heard me say, I thought he was dead, so I'm not too high on the guy right now, for obvious reasons, I think.
I guess.
When you're 102 years old and you think you can still wrestle, I think there's a problem, not physically, I think mentally there's a huge problem with you. I do apologize, something fell off the counter, so I'm just going to continue on with the show. Here on the all-new WNJR, Newark.com, Smart Talk Radio.
Bam.
No, but seriously, you know, Ric Flair at this point in time of his career cannot wrestle. But there's one thing that he can do, and like you said about Hulk Hogan and his star power, that's what Ric Flair brings to the table. Brings that star power, that name, the brand, Ric, woo, Flair, you know? So would it be a good idea for him to go on a high note? Yeah, it would be a good idea. But in
like,
the
do you think he's going to go, like, will he go out on a high note? But I want to know if you think he's going
Ric
to.
If I know Ric Flair's ego, like, I know Ric Flair's ego, you know, I don't think that WWE will get what they want. I think Flair will still somehow weasel in a match or two, a feud, hell, a championship match. Why not at this point become the 17-time, you know, world champion, although he's probably won it about 34 times, but again. The point is, Ric Flair at this point, if he's going to come back, he needs to understand where he is in the business. He is a name, a brand, a product. So why not have that rub off on a talent, like, oh, I don't know, Dolph Ziggler. Why not have him, blonde, same body type almost, same sort of, you know, mannerisms, you know, he's just the show-off, and Ric Flair was the nature boy. It kind of just sounds like a good fit for the both of them. So if Ric Flair is going to come back to the WWE, and to answer your question a little more properly, no, I don't think that he will end up on a high note if contingent that he does not get his way. If the WWE and Vince McMahon get what they want out of Ric Flair, he will go on a good high note. Thank you, send off. Thank you for helping the younger stars develop, mentoring them, letting them rub off for you. You've done what you've had to do. Adios.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say Ric Flair doesn't know how to control himself anymore. I mean, when he was
or
in TNA.
Or his bladder.
I don't know about his bladder. No, in TNA, you heard a lot of the, you know, not even rumors, just facts, how he would open up bar tabs and never pay back the money. He always have other people pay it back. He'd go crazy on somebody for no reason because he didn't get his way. I think he needs to be controlled. Vince McMahon has always been that kind of promoter to control his talent for the good, not to be some kind of puppet master. But look at the thing with the Ultimate Warrior. You know, in the DVD, they said that in the WWE confinement, like, he was able to be controlled and used for the power of good, while in WCW, he didn't, because he would do his own thing and forget about everyone else. Ric Flair is the same aspect. Dolph Ziggler, exactly. Like, the rumors are there. If he comes to WWE, he will be, hopefully, one of the things is a manager for Dolph Ziggler. Perfect fit, blonde hair, same kind of attitude. The revamp of what they should have done on TNA, instead right. of sticking him with somebody that had nothing to do with Ric Flair, never reminded you of Ric Flair at all, AJ Styles. They should have, we all agreed, I think they should have given Robert it to Bobby Roode, because Bobby had that Wall Street mentality that I'm better, I'm richer than you. Hopefully
and
this will be...
Look.
And the look, too, exactly. And he, back then, Bobby Roode came out with the robe. Instead of throwing a flashy robe on AJ, which I didn't like it so
no,
much. It was horrible.
Again, like you said, it just didn't fit.
No, I felt uncomfortable watching it. I didn't really like it too much. I think the only thing that TNA did great with Ric Flair was, I'm a little biased, because before you mentioned my whole background, and I was trying to train to be a wrestler, my teacher up in Union City, Jay Lethal, I think that whole promo thing that they did against each other was the greatest thing that they did with Ric Flair. Hopefully, Ric Flair, in the coming to WWE, will have a better run, just as a manager, not as a wrestler at all.
So, answer your own question. Does he go on a high note?
Like you, if he lets WWE guide him in the right path and decide and help him decide that, okay, Rick, you need to put your personal thoughts aside. We think this is best for you as for the company.
Put your ego on check right now.
Yeah, I think he will go on an amazingly high note. He did before with the last match with Shawn Michaels. He could have ended that and, like, that's it. He could have ended his career with that.
He should have.
He went with TNA. Like, he quit. He wanted to wrestle. He couldn't not wrestle in a ring. So what did we see? We saw Ric Flair wrestling a guy in a bear suit. We saw Ric Flair do a lot of embarrassing things to himself in TNA.
We saw Ric Flair wrestle Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I would rather watch paint dry for 12 hours than to watch two men at that age with that many wrinkles and flabby skin wrestle for 20 minutes. God awful match.
Well, not even that. Again, that's one huge thing. The other thing was, you know, I think they humiliated him a lot. Like, I've never seen Ric Flair get so many torn off clothes in his entire life and in TNA. Like, every week, somebody would be, you know, trying to humiliate him and tear off his clothes, and he would run away in his underwear. Like, I didn't want to see him in his underwear every week.
But in regards to Ric Flair, I think you're absolutely correct, as I pointed out before. Contingent on Ric Flair guiding by those lines that WWE has to enforce so strictly, with no regard, either Rick, you do this, or bye. Go on the independent circuit, see what you're going to get for your name. You're going to get Jack. You're going to get a quarter of what you would make with us. Not even a quarter. Maybe a 10%. You know, I don't know how much he really would make, but I don't think it would be as much as what he would really make in the WWE.
All right, well, with that aside, Vic, I got another question for you.
Shoot, my friend.
Motor City Machine Guns, you think they're coming to WWE?
You know, with Alex Shelley so, you know, mysteriously rumored to come to the WWE through a quote-unquote friend, and then out of nowhere Chris Sabin decides to, you know what, I'm done with TNA. 2 and 2 = 4? I believe so, sir. So with that being said, how awesome would it be if the Motor City Machine Guns were to come invade the WWE, like come through the stands, you know, like Edge and Christian used to do, like during a tag team title match, come in, you know, do their awesome crazy moves, show them what the X Division was in TNA, show who Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin really are, and then say, hey, we're taking over the tag team division here in the WWE.
That would be great. But
something that the WWE is certainly missing.
Yeah, but I don't think that would be great. Like the old, you know, coming surprise debuts. You don't see that anymore. Everyone's debuted is not a surprise anymore. They always do some kind of vignette for it. And I would love to see them come out of the audience and do that, like the old Andy Christian days. But that's something I don't think we'll be able to see. Vic trying to reach for his foot at the moment. You all right there, buddy?
Yeah, we're stretching.
Oh, great. I think it's possible that they could be going into WWE's tag team. That would be great. Really boost up the tag team.
Well, they were
division.
A great tag team in TNA together. I mean, it just fits how their in-ring abilities just so it blended together. It's just so fluid.
I mean, who can forget? Like, I don't know. I'm not a big TNA watcher. Like, I try to keep up because it's the competition. I want to see the two shows. But you know, I remember the big series of matches they had with Beer Money. You know, for the tag team titles.
That was a great feud.
It was. Then Beer Money really knocked it out of the park. So I think they would definitely help WWE tag team division.
Well, you know, like I said, if Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin were to come invade the WWE in any sort of way, whether they come debut or they're announced or whatever, it brings so much excitement and it brings a new style of wrestling that TNA is known and has particularly done a very good job of with that X division of wrestlers, because it's like the cruiserweight division on steroids. That's what it basically is. You bring that into the WWE.
But not actually on steroids. Gotta get that out of the way.
But Sabin and Shelley dominate the tag team division, become tag champions. You bring life back into what has been noted piece of crap in the tag team division. It has basically died. Okay? I haven't seen a good tag team for a while now. Okay? Edge and Christian, you know, you're never going to really see that again. Edge and Randy Orton couldn't match Edge and Christian. But if the Motor City Machine Guns were to come into the WWE and bring to them the lifeblood that they have inside of them and through the veins of Vince McMahon and Triple H, they can really see what this can really be all about. And that is to bring excitement and great, I can't believe I'm going to say this, wrestling back into the tag team division, which it so desperately needs right now.
You know, I couldn't say it better myself. And with that, before we go on our last break, I want to ask you another question.
You're just full of freaking questions.
I'm just a question man tonight.
I'm just
going to
call you the Riddler.
Exactly. Riddle me this, Vic. Brooke Hogan in TNA. Will
swear
she...
to God, I thought you were going to see Batman. I really did.
No. Brooke Hogan, will she help TNA's knockout division like they really need the help, or is she going to hurt? Is she there to help or to hurt?
Am I going to answer that now or when we come back?
Answer that now, because we got a big question after the break.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do. I got this.
Bye-bye.
It's not even a big question for you. It's something that I actually want to post out to you.
Yeah, it's just a big question in general, right?
Our fans out there. You know, something to answer on the Twitter, Facebook, which is all smarttalkradio.com.
And, of course, smarttalkradio.com, which has links to our Facebook, our Twitter account. And if you want, you can contact us, give us your information, leave us a comment on the page, and we'll get right back to you as soon as possible. And, of course, all the videos streaming live on smarttalkradio.com.
Great. I don't know. You were on a giant rant. I figured like I might as well just say something small. No, I mean, you answered the question perfectly, man. Thank you very much. Shake my hand.
That's it? You have no input whatsoever?
No, I think you pretty much summed it up. Is she going to hurt TNA? No. Is she going to help TNA? Not at all. I think the knockouts don't need any help. If they did, I think they would have to hire somebody that worked for TNA and worked close with them, which is Tracy Brooks, which she got hired and rehired twice to do the same thing.
Same position.
You know, the running of the knockouts.
Right. If you're going to have anybody now run it, quote-unquote, you can use Tara, you can use Mickey James, you can use Gail Kim. You can use real female wrestlers. You know what I mean?
But they're younger. They still have a wrestling background. They're still in wrestling. I think like someone like Tracy Brooks who doesn't wrestle. What?
You're giving such a big title to Brooke Hogan, who has zero wrestling experience in ring, doesn't know anything about, you know, managing.
Like, she wants to... I think pretty much what she's there to do is help them on screen with the character. No, with the title that they're giving her. She was supposed to help them with their character development and help them do promos. They all know how to do that. I have said it way many times.
What is she
going to
do? Help them learn how to file a nail better?
No, I've said it plenty of times before. I'm going to say it again. TNA is better than WWE in the aspect that their female wrestlers are completely better.
Yes,
they blow
are.
WWE's wrestlers out of the water, three female wrestlers out of the water, and some even the men.
But again, will TNA change their, you know, change their mentality? I don't know. You know, I can't understand why TNA continues to go down this path.
We must take our second break.
Yes, our second and last commercial break, and then we're going to come back, wrap up our, you know, our, I guess, semi-live.
Our radio, our first ever radio appearance.
Yes, on what station?
WNJR Newark NorkNJR.com.
That's right. Our first ever WNJR NorkNJR.com appearance. Smart Talk Radio proudly brings to you another great show, which we will post on our YouTube account and our all-new, brand-new SmartTalkRadio.com website. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It exists.
Still a little bit under construction, but we got this out. We'll throw all of our videos on there instead of on YouTube. You know, we're still going to keep the YouTube account maybe for some random other shows that we want to do.
Yeah,
like some video clips.
Webisodes.
Webisodes. Better word for that, bam.
So, keep that in mind. Things are moving very fast for us. But don't forget, we have the Twitter. We have the Facebook. There's the YouTube. And, of course, smarttalkradio@yahoo.com, pythons. So the point is, make sure you go out there, check it out, run through all our media outlets. You know, if you want us to promote you on WNJRNork.com, hey, it's real easy.
How can they do it?
Oh, well, let me tell you. You go to smarttalkradio.com, click on the contact page, which is right there on the bottom of the screen, put in your name, your information, your email, write us what, you know, you want us to promote. I'll contact you, or Dave will contact you as soon as we can, and boom, we'll hit it off. We'll start talking. Next thing you know, the next show, hey, let's go to John's Auto Body Shop. It's awesome.
And yeah.
I'm like, you know, it's...
If you had a car and you need it fixed, go to Joe's Auto Body Shop.
I said John.
Well, he's Joe. I know him personally.
John died and Joe took over.
Joe's his brother.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
His Joe brother?
His Joe brother.
His Joe brother?
His Joe brother. But anyways,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going on our second and last break. Vic, we're going to do a little switcheroo. Take us out, buddy.
Nah, you do it.
I just got...
Smark up.
Thank you.
All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. Smart Talk Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of any information contained within its program. Any services or products provided by Smart Talk Radio and its hosts should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment purposes. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not misinterpret any data, products, and services as factual. Thank you.
This is Tony Anfanchetti for Smart Talk Radio. All information and products and services used of this website is for personal use only. Smart Talk Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with this website. Any services or products provided by Smart Talk Radio and its hosts should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment purposes only. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not stating the data, products, and or services as factual. Thank you.
All right, guys, and welcome back to Smart Talk Radio here on the all-new WNJRNewark.com. Please check us out on our new homepage at SmartTalkRadio.com. It's awesome. Has all our shows up there, our Facebook, our Twitter. And like we said before we went to commercial break, if you want to hit us up and you want to try and get in touch with us to hear, you know, your story and promote you guys, real easy. Hit the contact button on our homepage and just give us some information. We'll contact you.
Or if you just want to contact us at all, you can just easily hit us up on our Twitter, Smart Talk Radio at the Twitter.
Or the Facebook. Same deal. That easy. Very simple. We're on all media outlets, so hey, we're not that far away. We're not hard to find. We're just two guys here talking about pro wrestling, hard-hitting topics, hard-hitting issues here on the all-new WNJRNork.com. Basically, just dive right into it. Monday Night Raw, 1,000th episode coming up in July. You know,
the 23rd.
And now, I'm sorry?
The 23rd of
the
July.
The 23rd, okay. You want to be specific?
I got to tell the people when it's going to be
on. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Now with the move to 1,000, I'm sorry, not the move, but now with the, you know, Monday Night Raw going to 1,000 episodes, they have now decided to make Monday Night Raw a 3-hour show, you know, indefinitely, starting from July 23rd to maybe never ever again changing. Basically, that's what WCW used to do with Monday Nitro. It was a three-hour show. Yeah. So, Dave, you know, we've been discussing this little by little. Good or bad idea for the WWE? Three-hour show.
They gotta do. I think they need to do less segments, more wrestling. I think that's been the issue for years. Now
yeah,
that they got 3 hours,
right.
now they're gonna have to do 3 hours. I think now they got a lot more room for more wrestling. Hopefully, they'll up the ante, give the people what they want.
How about younger wrestlers?
I think we're gonna see some debuts. You know, maybe a few Dean Ambrose's.
Word.
Smart. That's gonna exactly.
Smart comment.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think that'll be the smart out moment right there.
Smark out moment already?
Right,
can
already. Hasn't even happened yet.
Finish this point first?
Okay, we'll finish this first. The smark out moment we'll do last. But I think it can hurt them if they don't do it the right way. You know, they just need to fill up their time. I think they need to give more exposure to a lot of the wrestlers that they haven't already. They have a lot of talented people in their roster. I think they need to just get into that. Give some people opportunities. Then they can fill up a good 3-hour show.
Let's wait and see what happens idea. As long as the WWE can progress and, you know, if they can, because like you stated to me before, John Cena wasn't there for one show and the rating went to a 2.7 drop drastically.
Probably the lowest one that they've ever had to one of the lowest ratings they've ever had.
And that's just one person not there.
Yeah, one guy.
Yeah. So now you don't have Randy Orton. You don't have Jericho. Oh, Cena's got to go do something.
If Cena and CM Punk get hurt,
who
they're
knows
done.
What's going to happen in
they're
the
done.
WWE? Is Santino going to be WWE champion?
Anything can happen. He beat Sheamus, a former WWE champion.
Don't bring that up.
Bam.
Don't ever bring that up.
Don't ever bring that up ever.
So, you, right now,
with
you
a,
know
with
what?
With a snake sock hand.
You know what?
What?
Time for the smart out moment of the week.
Smart out moment of the week!
Yeah, we gotta get some song. For
yeah,
that.
We do, right?
We do. We'll work.
We're on the radio now. We gotta be big boys. This is where the big boys play.
Really?
This is where the big boys play.
You had to bring that in there.
Had to take it out of my magical wrestling sack.
Put your sack away. So, Dave, what is your smark out moment of the week?
My smark out moment of the week. A lot of people might be hating this. I think you're probably gonna say something about this. I give a lot of people chances. I think you know I'm a nicer guy about that. Mm-hmm. My smart moment of the week is the return of Sin Cara.
So with that being said, crap. let's talk about
really?
A real smart moment.
No, I think Sin Cara returning is really good.
I don't call him Sin Cara. I call him Sin Bacho.
Sin Cara. Because
all he
it's
does
Spanish.
Is botch moves.
Pronounce the R.
Sin Cara. Yeah, hi, I'm
Sin
Cuban.
Cara.
I know what I'm doing.
Well, you didn't still pronounce it right.
Sin Cara. You want me to say the white guy way? Sin Cara?
Sin Cara.
Sin Cara.
He's a good wrestler. He's a good
that's
wrestler, man.
That's your
smart
out moment.
Yes.
That's a bad smart
that's
out moment.
That's not a bad smart out moment. I like Sin Cara.
You know what? How about this?
Bring me back to Cruiserweight title.
This is going to...
Bam. New show. We're on the radio now. I'm saying that. Bring back the Cruiserweight title.
That's a whole other topic for another show. We can get into that for hours.
Fine. Let's go.
Here's my smart out moment. I'm going to surprise you a little bit. I'm going to TNA. Oh.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
My smart out moment of the week goes to Bobby Roode for defending his TNA World Heavyweight Championship and being the longest-running TNA World title holder in TNA history, beating AJ Styles, albeit with a little interference. But nonetheless, Bobby Roode has proven to me that he is a prime-time player, and he is ready for the stars. He's ready to be a superstar in this industry, and I cannot wait for the day that he leaves TNA, goes to WWE, and then the WWE destroys his career. So with that being said, Dave.
I had a better smirk on moment than that.
Mine was way better.
No, it wasn't.
See,
yours had to do with TNA. Come on.
Let me come out and botch 9 spots. Ooh. Still be loved in Mexico. Anyway. Time to wrap it up here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, on the Smart Talk Radio land. It has been a tremendous show of, I guess, a pre-taped live show of Smart Talk Radio here on the all-new WNGRNorth.com internet radio, world-famous radio station. You can listen to us live Tuesday nights beginning 2 weeks from today, which, if my calculations are correct, it would be the 19th. So June 19th, the very first ever live Smart Talk Radio live edition on WNGRNewark.com from 7 to 8 p.m. And from there on, we'll be every Tuesday night live. Vic and Dave will proudly bring to you the best inside wrestling news, knowledge, fun, entertainment, circus, bonanza you've ever had in your entire existence of life. And you know what? I don't care what anybody else says, because I know we're the best and we're going to prove it. So eat that.
Again, could not have said it better myself.
Yes,
I'm
the man tonight.
You are.
We're
pumped. We're amped. We're not live right now. We're gonna be live next time. But hey, man, this is our last tape.
You think this is nuts, right?
This is edited. We edited this, baby. Oh, wait till you see us.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
Nah, man. Wait till you see us on the fly.
Part three.
The fly.
Part three.
Fly.
Fly.
Well, the movie. Right? The movie.
No. So with that being said, tune in for a brand new experience, 2 weeks, Smart Talk Radio on the all-new WNGR, Newark.com, world-famous internet station. Listen to it. Don't just listen to us. Listen to all the other great programs that they offer, whether religious, music, R&B, all types of music. Listen to us live. Enjoy it. Love it. And when you listen to us again, it's going to be live in 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks. June 19th, sit your calendars, sit next to your radio, your laptop, your iPad, bring some popcorn, bring a soda, beer, tequila, agua, juice, high C, 7-Up, ginger ale, licorice, it doesn't matter!
The possibilities are endless, ladies and gentlemen.
So, I want to thank everybody for listening to another great show, smarttalkradio.com, don't forget. And don't forget Joey Studios for all your photographic needs. It's a great photo place, trust me. My boy runs it. He does a hell of a job. JoeyStudio.com. It is on the SmartTalkRadio.com webpage. Dave, it has been a great show. Tremendous, and I cannot wait for 2 weeks from today, buddy.
Nah, man. When we start going live, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be smartastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, last time taped, let me just say from Vic and Dave, Smark up.
Oh, felt so good.
It felt good.
It did.
Juicy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Vikas.